Chapter 1. A Sea of Blonde. I awoke after sunrise, on a warm spring morning. Sitting up in bed, I yawned and smiled at the same time. Then I opened the curtains. California sunshine poured in through my bedroom window. I was excited to start my day. In a few hours, I would be auditioning with Silver Note Records. This was my chance at a record contract. I felt certain that this audition was going to be different. Today was going to be my big break. I stayed in bed for a few more minutes. I was daydreaming about my future life as a star. I imagined myself in a packed stadium in front of thousands of fans. I was belting out the number one song in America. I could picture the awesome outfit I was wearing, too. The thought of clothes brought me back to reality. My audition was getting closer by the minute. I hopped out of bed and went over to my closet. Flipping through my clothes, I sighed loudly. What am I going to wear? Fashion was a big deal at auditions. You needed to look cool, hip, and unique. I live in Anaheim, which is in Orange County, California. A lot of people say that Orange County is not a unique place. All the houses look the same. All the people look the same. All the clothes look the same. Luckily, I always dress a little differently. So, in a way, being unique is easy for me. My audition was taking place in downtown Los Angeles. Mom and I made our way up in a little over an hour. Before I knew it, I was standing in the Silver Note Records waiting room. I was in a sea of near-perfect girls. I felt like I was in some alien movie. Pretty blondes take over the world. Most of the girls who stood around me were my age, about 15. They all looked much older than that, though. They wore tons of makeup. I bet 90% had perfect bodies, too. Have they ever heard of chocolate? Without realizing it, I caught myself staring at one beauty. She was putting on a fresh coat of red lipstick. She smoothed down her miniskirt and belted out a tune from Beyoncé Knowles. She was good. She had beauty, confidence, and talent. What am I doing here again? The door opened and the girl at the front of the line went inside. I counted the girls ahead of me. 73 more. The audition process was painfully slow. I had been standing in this line for 2 hours. My feet were killing me. I knew I should have worn my old army combat boots instead of these brand new ones. I reached for my backpack and pulled out my compact mirror to check my hair. I knew that I stood out like a sore thumb. My hair is neither blonde nor brunette. I'm a redhead. I've always been proud of this. I'm not saying that kids didn't tease me when I was little. Since I've gotten older, though, I like it that not a lot of people are redheads. It gives me an original look. I also have green eyes. So my parents did a really cool thing. They named me Emerald. I dress differently than many popular young singers and most other girls in Orange County. Today, I wore a red plaid kilt with black knee socks. And, of course, my boots. I wasn't into the tiny show-everything tank tops. Instead, I wore a plain black t-shirt. My red hair was in a ponytail. My freckles are impossible to cover with makeup, so I just slapped on some lip gloss and dotted my lashes with mascara. "How are you feeling?" I heard my mother ask. I whipped around to see her standing there. She was holding a bottle of orange juice. She handed me the juice, and I drank it in one unladylike sip. "I'm nervous," I admitted, wiping my mouth with the back of my hand. My mother smiled. "You've been to lots of auditions, Emerald. Just try to relax," she encouraged me.